not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Just out of Buzz Gurley news and comments, you got nothing about Tony Romo today, do you?
No, I don't.
I am amazed with all of the crap this guy is taking. I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay? About going down to the Caribbean with Jessica Simpson.
With Jessica Simpson. Mike, I know we had that discussion yesterday. You're kind of rooting for the Giants and everything.
Kind of. I very much am, yeah.
I don't care. I'm a Packers fan.
Right.
But I find myself now rooting for Tony Romo because the guy had a week off.
Right.
The coach said, get out of town. Mexico is very close to Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. He went there with Jessica Simpson. All right, maybe, you know, he could find, by my stretch of the imagination, maybe someone who's not been with everybody in the world already.
Okay.
But if this is the chick that he's banging right
she's
now.
She's not as slutty as Brittany. I mean, he could do a lot worse.
Certainly not. And
I think everybody wanted him to be with Carrie Underwood. I think that was we were all rooting for him to stay with her.
That was Camelot.
That was Camelot perfect. You know, she was the American Idol that sold more records than nearly anybody else.
Country queen and the cowboy with the dimples.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
But I just find myself now hoping not only that Tony Romo banged her so hard she can't walk. I hope the guy goes out and throws 10 touchdowns this week.
Okay? Now, this is an interesting take you have on this.
Yeah.
Would you feel differently if it was, say, a young Brett Favre who was, you know, who was just starting out?
Single.
No, and I'm going to use Joe Namath as the perfect example.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday. That is a good example.
When I was a kid, all you saw was Joe Namath wearing fur coats.
Broadway Joe.
Joe Namath with pieces of, walking around with Anne Margaret on his arm, mm-hmm. some other piece of ass. His club was like called Bachelor's 3 or something like that.
Right.
Joe Namath got a BJ every day of his life and was one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
You know, when I was a kid, I was with my family in New York. We walked by his club. And in the doorway, of course, you couldn't go in. You know, I was a kid. But in the doorway to his club was a full-size picture of Joe Willie in his Jets uniform. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. I remember that. But I don't think it's going to affect. In fact, I really think you might be right. I think it might improve his performance. He comes to, they got the time off. It's not like they had mandatory practices or any of that.
Right? They've pointed out that this week, you know, on his day off, this regular work week, he's gone and he's looked at all the tape.
Right.
And I just think that at some point we have to disconnect and say, listen, hold on a second. The guy's getting laid with Jessica Simpson. Who really does anybody really think that he played bad in that game a couple of weeks ago because she was sitting up in the box like an idiot, pulling out her boobs? Everybody's seen that shot where she's pulling out her jersey.
Well, especially with sports talkers, you've got that particular school of thought that think that because, you know, there's a woman around, you know, it's very much like the gladiators. You're like, they can't focus because the evil woman is distracting him.
Excuse me, isn't Tom Brady knocking up supermodels left and right, and aren't they having to do, like, paternity tests to find out if he's the dad of the
babies? But don't you think it's time to pull back the curtain on, like, sports in general? You think these guys
get
done on Sunday and then they stay in their houses until the next Sunday? No, these guys, it's the great tradition, especially with football players. Well, any modern athletes, they tie them on. They get out there and get it done.
Sure. You got a week off. If you're with Jessica Simpson, go ahead. Bang her so hard that the entire hotel reverberates.
Bang her for us.
Do it. And then go
but ahead. Here's the thing. Do you think that the fact that he vacationed the way he did will be an asset or will be a detriment to his performance?
Can't spell asset without ASS, so I have to think it's
so you
an
think
asset.
He'll be all ramped up? I think, you know what, I don't think it has anything to do with it either way. I don't think it'll go either way.
I hope he plays with a boner. I hope he is visibly.
Tony Bono.
You'll be able to tell.
I hope he is visibly aroused. And I'm not a Cowboys
Tony Bomo.
Fan. I'm not even a Tony Romo fan.
Right.
I mean, generally speaking, I look at the guy and he's everything I don't like.
He does smile. I don't know.
He's cocky. He's got the dimples.
And he smiles at the wrong time, which is one of those athletes that, you know, in the middle of the tightest game in the world, he will smile. He'll crack a smile, which is very unusual. You don't see that very often.
That's either a guy that's very cool under pressure or a guy who is just so dumb he can't tie his shoes.
Well, also, Dallas has been screwing up lately. I mean, Dallas is not, you know, what they were at the beginning of the season, so it'll be very interesting to see if this little surge of energy that rushed through his body with Jessica Simpson.
I like the fact that Jason Witten, their tight end, went down there as well. I mean, didn't go down there, but went to Mexico.
Right.
With them, and he's funny because he's really a hayseed, and he really does talk like he's like, well, Tony got nowhere he can go, and he just wanted to sit in the room with Jess and watch TV, and well, what's the problem there?
Now, you're familiar, of course, with the trip that Eli Manning took up to the Poconos with Amy Winehouse. You're familiar with that, is it? He's been all over the place. You know, it was Coney Island with America Ferrera.
That's then, not good.
Amy Winehouse.
Well, was it a threesome? Because I know that she and her
Two separate chicks. He's been laying a lot of pipe. He really has. He's all over the place. It's insane. It really is.
You see Amy Winehouse's new hair color?
Yeah,
she's
blonde.
Really got it together now.
Yeah.
Now she looks good.
She's hot, huh?
She is.
You know, note to Amy Winehouse for all the, you know, anyone that's ever been around that type of activity, you might want to just take care of the nostrils. Just take care of the nostrils when you're done, you know, taking, you know, the copious amounts of cocaine.
There you'd be worried if they said your quarterback is out with Amy Winehouse. Then you're worried. If your quarterback is out with Jessica Simpson, you know what? He's getting his knob polished.
Leave him alone.
You're taking some pressure off.
Yeah, she's in a hotel room in Cancun doing that little boots are made for walking thing.
Yeah.
He's a lucky guy.
He might come back all Dane Cookie, though.
You think so?
Yeah. There's got to be
some
of that
left. Did
Dane
Cook bang her, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see. He's been where
Dane Cook's. Everybody's been there. So has Nick Lachey. So has, well, God, Buzz
Joe
was there.
Krebs.
Sure.
Joe Krebs. Steve Ducey.
Terry Bradshaw's been there.
Donnie Simpson.
Donald Trump.
They've all been there.
Mel Karmazin.
Twice.
What do you predict? Do you predict he will have a good game? Like, take the Jessica Simpson thing. He has been lambasted. Sometimes that affects guys when sports radio gets on.
I had been totally thinking the Giants are on a roll, that the Giants are going to go in and kill him. But the more that this is happening, the more I'm thinking he's just going to knock him dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to knock him freaking dead.
That's all.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you were talking about
Brett Favre is just banging his wife. He's just at home banging his wife.
Maybe. He's been married a long time.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I realize I'm talking about the Pope now.
Thank you.
It's getting close to champion. Don, you're absolutely right. He's been banging her, and he's been only doing it with the lights off.
With a condom on.
There we go.
And really, if you want to split hairs, he doesn't bang. He makes love.
He makes gentle, sensitive love.
Gentle, sweet love.
That's right.
To Brett's lovely heart. Deanna.
He even shaves.
He does. Groom.
St. Brett.
Deanna Favre. Brett Favre.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Deanna.
I have her book. I do. I have a signed copy of her book.
Huh, how can I not root for the Packers?
Her book is called My Boob Hurts.
Interesting.
She's a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, she is. Okay, very good.
Well, I want to talk about something you were talking
That was the title that I thought they should use. They decided not to go with My Boob Hurts.
I think that was good judgment on
their
part.
They decided to go with something like My Story.
That was stellar judgment on their part.
You were trying to help.
Right. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, no pictures in that book either.
No, I'm sorry.
Not the ones I was. Lots of family shots.
Sorry I disappointed you.
No, it's not a medical journal. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. You were talking about this earlier, and it seemed to get people worked up, so I have more about it now. While some of us suffer from our cold symptoms, millions of American kids are using cold medicine to get high.
All right.
New survey from a government mental health agency says over 3 million of us between the ages of 12 and 25 say we've used over-the-counter cold meds for the hallucinations.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hello.
The out-of-body experiences and the other side effects you might experience. It's been going on for years, but last year's survey is our first real look at the numbers. The DEA has already warned about the rising popularity of cough syrup cocktails, codeine or dextromethorphan in a soft drink or sports beverage.
Here's what it really gets down to with Tony Romo. Does he realize that she is simply the flavor of the month, so to speak, and a hot piece of ass?
Yeah. Now you're onto something there.
Or is he really like, golly, I love you. Now, if he's using her like the toilet that she is, more power to it.
I think you're safe. I think you're safe. He's played the field.
Right.
He's been playing the field more than any other quarterback in a long time.
He knows what he's doing.
Tom Brady does the same thing. I think he's just like Tom Brady in that respect.
Sure, and Tom Brady doesn't get all the publicity. You know, people look at Tom Brady and they go, hey, that's quite a cocksmith, that he can bang that one supermodel and then bang another supermodel.
Right.
And we go, Tom Brady's something.
Now, if Tony Romo is sitting on the balcony in Cancun looking at the sunset going, Mr. Tony Simpson, you know, then you got problems.
I love you and Dukes of Hazzard.
I want you to be my wife, please. Please be my wife, dear.
Buzz, who are you picking in the playoff games this weekend? Dallas versus the Giants.
I have to say the Giants for this game.
Green Bay, Seattle.
Green Bay, of course.
New England, Jacksonville.
Neither.
You got to pick one, Buzz.
New England, I'll say.
Indianapolis, San Diego.
San Diego.
That's your hunch. Hey, Buzz has got his upset pick. Yeah. Take crazy. It to the bank and parlay it.
You are crazy, Buzz.
I know.
No Antonio Gates, I don't think, this weekend.
Well, you know, they'll get by.
Norv Burbank.
How do you think LT's going to do?
I think Lawrence Taylor will do well.
Come on now, you know the real LT. Or the current
LaDainian
LT.
Tomlinson.
Hey! Yeah, how can you forget LaDainian Tomlinson?
That's right.
And didn't I screw his name up way back when, too? Like I did when the guy, Bruschi?
No. Did screw up Teddy Bruschi.
Bruschi.
But the one you screwed up when we were on in Jacksonville was you picked Natrone Means.
Natrone Means.
And we had the guy who
Did I say Natroni?
And we had the voice of the Jaguars on the air with us, and you said something like, hey, I just picked Natrone Means.
Natrone Means. Natrone. Yeah. I've done that a lot with football players over the years.
I live and learn. Some rappers in the South call these cough syrup cocktails lean or purple drank or just syrup. But the new numbers say the codeine cocktail is 3 times more popular among whites than it is among blacks even. The numbers show that about the same number of Americans do the syrup as do drugs like LSD, meth, and X.
Please stop emailing your recipes for lean to the Don and Mike website.
Are we getting a lot of that?
Whether or not it involves dissolving a Jolly Rancher in it, I don't want it.
Okay.
So don't send it.
Are we getting a lot of those emails?
Yes.
Just forward those.
Sprite, cough syrup, and Jolly Rancher.
Our listeners, are a few of them perchance coming from Northern California?
The inbox lays dormant for hours, and then this comes up.
Cough syrup.
I spent a large amount of my time over the vacation with my son, who was trying to prove to me that if you take Mentos and put them into a big 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola.
Right. Oh, yeah, it'll be a fountain.
Yeah, well, you know, we tried it like 8 times, and it just would not.
Fizzled, huh?
It would go. It did not take off the way it was supposed to.
I seen it on the TV.
Well, I'm sure they've got, like, the detailed description of how to do it on the Internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We went outside and
I saw Tony Romo do it.
See him do it to Jess Simpson?
You saw him all the way to Cancun.
Jessica was in the room at the time.
We ought to try that. We could try that outside. We could try that with the, you just take the leader, but it's been done a million times.
That's what I thought, and my son and I were outside. We couldn't get the thing to work.
Mint? Were they the mint Mentos, or were they the candy mint? The fruit flavored.
They were the fruit flavored.
Fruit flavor's your problem. They got to be mint.
Yeah. Is it really? Are you kidding?
That's your problem.
Well,
that's where
hey, thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, did you just make that up?
I made it up to a certain extent.
Okay, see, I can't totally go with that.
But no, because I think I'm right.
We'll look it up on the Internet.
You know, Rob does it all the time. Rob, you know, you sometimes you make it up, but you think you might be right.
I know, but he's got a pretty good track record.
I think I'm right. I think I'm absolutely right. I don't think you can use the fruit flavor. I think the mint property has something to do with the chemical reaction.
Well, if that's the case, then we are truly retards.
Do I get full credit if I am right
if
about
you're right,
this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, sure. All right, because I think I am.
This was not the best holiday shopping season ever. In fact, retailers say it was the worst in 5 years, thanks to snowstorms, discounts, and the economy in general. Macy's, Target, and The Limited say they expect these bad numbers to continue into this year.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Had a good bit.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
Holidays.
I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again.
Listen to him at the
dreidel,
end.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
he's very
I made
busy.
It out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Busy man.
Big Al, your radio pal.
That's busy. That's Al on a busy day.
The Fed, meanwhile, is hinting at another round of interest rate cuts. Baseball's Roger Clemens will not be appearing before Congress next week after all. His testimony about hormones and steroids have been postponed till next month.
And then he's toast because of that, too.
It's important to note, though, he will be deposed next week.
Yeah.
He and the guy that's accusing him, yes, Joe.
McNamee.
I'm being told it's Diet Coke and the white Mentos.
The white Mentos.
That's mint.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Joe.
and Diet Coke. What have I always said, Don? The whites work.
The lights work.
So I get the credit on that, right?
I get the credit.
All right, good. Bonus party.
Congratulations.
I like that. I like men who give me pleasure.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Also on the witness list for February.
And you know, it's not don't just look at it. It's don't just stare at it.
Don't just stare at it,
for
eat it?
For the longest time, we've said don't just look at it. And I watched
it. It was on DirecTV over the
I
the
watched
holiday.
It over the break, and he says, whatever it is, Sheila, whatever. Right. Sheila, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
How sick are we that we both have it? You know, because you know it wasn't on a bunch. It was on like one time, and you and I both watched
it. It was on and off. It was a holidays, Mike. It's a holiday favorite.
You know, it's Full Metal Jacket-ish in this regard that you can watch American Psycho up until the point that he kills Paul Allen, and then you can go away.
Yeah, because as soon as he goes to the restaurant and figures out, and that's like the last half hour, right?
The last half hour where everything kind of like gets muddy.
Hold on. I know where he loses it. When he, at least in my opinion,
right.
When he goes to the ATM and he sees the cat and he
feed
sees,
me the kitty,
sees the old woman.
that's where it starts to. When Willem Dafoe pops in, it starts to slow down.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
You like
the Don and Mike Show.
That holds up though. I like that.
Willem Dafoe, you're Spider-Man.
Hey, Spider-Man. Hey, Patrick Bateman. You're guilty. I'm the police sergeant. Spider-Man!
Spider-Man!
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's hear it for Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C. during the Today Show today.
1 to 3 feet of snow. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I had a Stouffer's pizza, watched Access Hollywood.
A French bread pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. It was really fun, man.
Yeah, were you there? Okay, yeah, good.
You had a nice time? Good, good.
Bro!
Does look like we'll see temperatures climbing into the 50s today as well as tomorrow with some afternoon and evening rain that may linger through mid-morning Friday. Should be partly sunny Saturday, clouding up Sunday.
And I really enjoyed seeing Lenny at the party. Meredith?
I can't do this anymore. Al, thanks.
You're welcome.
The Don and Mike Show.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, it must be a switch like they pull in the electric chair.
The guy is way slow.
It's terrible. I mean, this is a mistake that occurs again and again and again.
We tape it every day, and at least once a week, they don't go to the local weather cutaway, and you just see the people in New York screwing up.
You know what's better than the fact that they screw up like that? The fact that we're watching and monitoring it. I love it.
You like Amy Winehouse here?
Yeah. She's great. I mean, sad that she ain't going to be around all that long.
Should help album sales.
This is from a BBC collection.
You know, this song is so true to her that I can almost smell it. She's stinky.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. She sure is. Although she don't have the effed up mouth that, who's the other chick that's in trouble for beating up,
Well, there's Michelle Rodriguez.
No.
There's Jessica Sierra.
Who's the one that's on TV now with the before and after picture? In the after picture, her lips are more big and gigantic.
I think that's Jessica Sierra.
Jessica Sierra. Yeah, that's the one I said. Yeah, Jessica Sierra.
I get them all mixed up.
She's the one that the judge, I believe, has now forbid her to be within 100 yards of a microphone or a camera.
That's wow. She's the one.
She is totally messed up.
She makes Amy Winehouse look like Winnie Cooper.
And she was just a marginal Idol contestant, wasn't she?
She was a nobody.
A nobody on Idol. And then she goes out and she's addicted to the fame is what she is.
Mm-hmm. And oh my God, Taylor Hicks got dropped by Jive Records.
I saw that.
Yeah, and so did Catherine McPhee got dropped by
and
her record
so
company.
Did, what's his name, Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, they're all gone. They're questioning now the power of the American Idol machine.
What? And the American Idol propaganda machine is starting up already.
Sure.
We got a bunch of promo tape and a bunch of press releases from Simon Cowell, not from Simon Cowell personally, but from Fox, with Simon Cowell just saying, this is going to be the best season ever.
Really? This yeah. one.
We'll be the judge of that, and we literally will.
Which is what he has said every single year.
Exactly.
But isn't it going to be staggering if a show like Celebrity Apprentice is pulling huge numbers, mm-hmm. what Idol is going to do next week?
During the strike?
It's
sure.
frightening.
Nothing oh, absolutely. I mean, it's got, how many more years, seriously, do you think? I mean, I am still kind of looking forward to it.
I think it's got three.
Three more years?
Okay. I think so. I've read some stuff behind the scenes that they realized they went too far with guest stars. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need Gloria Estefan out there singing her catalog, that they're going to be more selective with the guest stars.
You do okay. need Diana Ross, though.
Always.
And you do need Tony Bennett.
No, he couldn't make it to perform, remember?
Hey, Rob.
You had the flu.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's Cyberbuzz.
That's not the flu. That's my herpes.
Oh, I forgot about that, too.
Being
right?
careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
But I do.
And it starts next week. Do you realize it already starts next week?
I'm wow. excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
And it's the beginning part that everybody except me loves
right.
with the really awful people who know that they're bad.
Part of the process. Buzz, are you going to join us this year?
I believe I will, since there's nothing
yeah.
else on.
There's nothing else on. It's not yeah. worth it.
That's the attitude.
That's right.
And what else is that we got in that press release from Simon Cowell? Oh, very important. He is sure a Democrat will win the presidency
yeah.
this year.
Oh, yeah, there's a real risk taker.
He knows how to pick a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Simon Cowell. Where's Simon Cowell saying shut up? There he is.
Shut up.
There he is.
I'm just talking. I'm talking. A Democrat will win the White House.
Yes.
Bollocks.
Have you seen Randy's new glasses?
Yeah.
Randy Jackson got some weird face hair going on this year, and
wow.
he's also got glasses that are trying to hide the fact that his face is now as big as Mac Tonight.
I'm so glad he got fat again. I really am.
Here's more about something else you mentioned earlier. The Golf Channel has suspended anchor Kelly Tillman for 2 weeks after she suggested that young players who want to compete with Tiger Woods should, quote, lynch him in a back alley. She found her choice of words amusing at the time of the broadcast last Friday. She was laughing anyway.
To take Tiger on, well, yeah, maybe they should just gang up for a while until...
lynch him in the back alley.
Yeah.
Not so much laughing now.
You know, it's funny. There's a real great example of the way things are
yeah.
created. I mean,
how it happens.
Yeah. Okay. Bad choice of words, obviously. Mm-hmm. Anybody can say that. But you hear the context when yeah. you report it as just a normal newscast,
right.
and then you hear her say it, that's when you really get a perspective.
I said earlier, that's why we are so knee-jerk now. It's like... Mm-hmm. I understand the woman said something that is disturbing to some people. How about this? How about she's just a stupid person on live TV who made a mistake?
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a bad mistake,
it's
and she made it.
It's not like the Imus thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
It was one comment.
Not at all.
In this case, first the news media piled on, and then Al Sharpton saw it on the news. Now he's all over it. He wants her fired. Because of the controversy, the Golf Channel's looking for someone else to fill in for Kelly at both the Sony Open or next week's Bob Hope Chrysler Classic.
She's not going to get fired. I just don't
no.
think
oh,
it's
no.
going to happen.
No, she won't.
But didn't Tiger
so.
Woods also come out and say, hey, he's yes. friends with her
yes.
and that everybody
right.
should just cool the frig down?
She's known yeah. Tiger for 12 years, and they worked together on a project for Nike. She will be back on the air in time for Tiger's first outing of the year on January 24th.
Good.
In the meantime, the Golf Channel has made it clear with this quote, there is simply no place on our network for offensive language like this.
We are such a goddamn knee-jerk society. Please, please stop it. You can say it's Indian summer if it's 65 degrees outside. And now this word from John McCain.
My fellow Americans, a buddy of mine once dared me to drink a quart of motor oil. I drank two and made $40.
Wow.
And I pooped for the rest of the month.
John McCain supported that ad.
Boy, it almost makes me want to vote for him.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of the people who make our TV shows and movies are about to be unemployed. Thanks to the writer's strike, now in its third month, the studios are preparing to lay off the workers who have nothing to do. Variety says Warner Brothers plans to start the layoffs sometime this month. CBS news writers, meanwhile, have worked out their labor dispute, so they will not be joining their entertainment writing brethren on the picket lines after all.
Are you ready for a nice rosy prediction for you?
Yeah,
sure, yeah, boy.
I think when all this stuff clears up with the writer's strike, you know what we're going to have?
What?
We're going to have another golden age of Hollywood. There's my prediction. A happy prediction for everybody to think about.
You think so, Pollyanna?
That's right. Pollyanna says when they come back from their strike, it's going to be a new creative juice flowing.
Not me. I say when they come back, it's just going to be wife swap on every channel.
It'll be Caddyshack 4.
You're right.
Would you like me to suck the blood out?
The poison out.
The poison out.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Jackie Mason. Oh, my God.
Awful.
The worst.
72% of Americans who do not go to church say they believe there is a God. But a study by the Baptist Church published in USA Today shows that 72% of them also say the church is, quote, full of hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
44% of
them. Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
Praise Jeebus.
44% of the non-churchgoers agreed with the statement, Christians get on my nerves. 22% of all Americans say they never go to church, which is the highest percentage ever recorded. That number's gone up 5% just in the last 4 years.
Listen, I didn't mention this over the vacation. Mm-hmm. I could have told Janet this. Poor girl. On Christmas Eve, she said she wanted to go to church.
Right.
I said, what are we talking about, Episcopalian? She said, no. Yeah, she's Irish. She said, Catholic. I said, if I walk into a Catholic church,
can I still applaud it?
It's Catholic,
even though they kicked
Catholic
me out.
Guilt. I said, if I walk into the church, I'm going to immediately be set in flames.
Sure.
So go ahead, knock yourself out. She went to a midnight mass. We went to the Speewax. Mm-hmm. She went to a midnight mass,
Atta
Catholic
girl.
Church, mm-hmm. got home at 2:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. because, as the Pope has requested, a lot of the service was in Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said to her, that's really going to motivate me to someday step foot back in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they totally bass backwards on everything that I believe in, but now they're moving it back to where they're going to be speaking Latin.
I don't think they have to, but they do.
The
Pope
has
do.
Requested that.
That they do more Latin.
That'll help the congregation understand what's going on. It'll really bring it down to their level.
I think it'll be. I too went to midnight mass. There was no Latin in my midnight mass. You know what there was? There was a horn section.
There you go.
You get that at an Episcopalian church. I have been there for
this
midnight
was a Catholic
mass.
Service. This was
really?
Catholic midnight mass. Mm-hmm. Yes, and a horn section and a very off key guy in back of me.
And an open bar.
Let me tell you about midnight mass. Anytime I'm in the church, I like me the silent night. Okay,
uh-huh.
I like the song.
The song.
I really like it in church. I just like to hear it. This guy. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. All the thoughts I had, all the goodwill I had for going to a Catholic mass at midnight mass by myself on Christmas Eve.
By yourself?
By myself, yes. I went by myself to a midnight mass on Christmas Eve, and the guy in back of me, it's all I could think about. It was terrible.
Yeah.
God was not in my heart.
He ruined it for you.
I was thinking about dropping the guy.
Maybe
it was incredible.
God.
You think it was God?
It might have been.
Saying, don't come back?
Yeah.
What if God was one of us?
One of us on the bus.
That's right. The survey shows also that 61% of the folks who have not been to church in the last 6 months think the Christian God is no different than any of the world's other religions, even though Buddhists have no God and Hindus have many. As one Baptist put it, we no longer have a home field advantage as Christians in this culture.
I can tell you, you're going to lose a lot, Catholics, if you go back to Latin. Trust me. I mean, I know that I'm a fallen Catholic. I'm not allowed back in. But you're not going to recruit anybody new to the camp as long as we still have the rules about rubbers, and now you got to speak Latin. Ugh, I might as well go back to CCD class.
What if they did pig Latin?
Oh, wouldn't that be? Now you'd have a whole new following.
And let's not even get on the whole confessional thing. You know, mm-hmm. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 10 years since my last confession. I killed 8 people. All right, my son, 3 Hail Marys, and have a good day.
I take it you didn't like Janet going to the Catholic service on the midnight mass.
Didn't bother me at all. I mean, I swear, it didn't bother me at all. I was giddy when she got home at 2:30. I was like, 2:30.
Was she exhausted?
Sucker.
How did she like the Latin?
She's not a fan of the Latin.
Not a fan of the Latin.
We'll wrap this up with something mildly amusing. We can.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, thank God.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike Program.
Right, right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
And here is Buzz Gurdley Burbank, Michael J. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Buzz Salvia.
Hi. Before we leave the religion page, in the book of Matthew, it says, and if your right hand causes you offense, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body into hell. So a 25-year-old guy in Hayden, Idaho, cut off his right hand with a circular saw on Saturday and put the hand in the microwave.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
There he is.
The hand cannot be reattached. Quoting one official, it had been somewhat cooked.
Hey, how you doing?
All the way.
Hi, Bull.
Hey.
Hi, Bull.
I'm the Bull.
Bull.
Hi, Bull.
Quoting that same official, this kind of mental illness is just sad. And finally...
Oh, no, it's not.
The newspapers in Poland are reporting on a man who, 14 years into his marriage, went to a whorehouse in Warsaw. When the girls lined up for him, he was surprised at one of his choices. It was his wife.
Oh!
He knew she'd gotten a job, but she told him it was at a store. Oh. Or something that rhymes with store. I'm Buzz Burbank.
You are a cheating, lying whore.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, oh. We're out of time.
Oh. That's it, we got to go. Oh, man. See you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Right. Good day to you, sir.
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 How about you there, head?
How's your windshield wiper?
It's doing fine. Thank you, Kevin Dooley.
You best get it fixed then.
That's right. I'll take it for a ride.
I got to get out of here. I go to Mass every day.
That's right.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.